In conjunction with the exhibition, The Second Buddha, Master of Time, the Francis Yung Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College presents Bardo Now. Three evenings this week of special guests who use literature, art, and music to explore the Tibetan Buddhist concept of the Bardo, which is often understood as the intermediate space between death and rebirth. In the studio with us today to tell us more about Bardo Now and The Second Buddha exhibition are Ian Berry, the Dayton director of the Tang Teaching Museum at Skidmore College, and Benjamin Bogan, the director of the Asian Studies Program at Skidmore College. Thank you both for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely my pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Of course. Ian, where do you want to begin? The exhibition or the events?
Well, let's talk about the exhibition because it is an absolute joy and pleasure and honor for us to have these works on view at the Tang Museum, and for all of us in our region to come see some rarely seen, just stunning, stunning works. And the Wackenheim Gallery, the downstairs space at the Tang, is truly transformed by this exhibition into another kind of world. The lights are low, the walls are painted this beautiful red, and the works just glimmer and shine off the walls. And it tells a story that we've been learning over the semester from a tremendous group of visitors about Padmasambhava. And Ben has been bringing in just an astonishing group of people to teach with his students and teach all of us. So I encourage everyone to come to see the gallery. We thank the Rubin Museum in New York for the loan of the majority of these works. They're our partner in organizing The Second Buddha, and it was on view in New York before coming up here to the Tang, and we're thrilled for the collaboration, and it's a very special honor for us.
What are some of the works? What type of works are we seeing in this exhibition?
There are a range of Buddhist artworks from throughout the Himalayas, mostly from Tibet, some from Bhutan as well, from the 13th century all the way up to including a work by a contemporary artist named Pema Namdral Taye, who did a week-long residency at Skidmore this semester. So these are paintings, sculptures, ritual objects, there's textile art, and they're all related to the figure Padmasambhava, known in Tibet as Sangye Nyingma, or the Second Buddha.
I was just going to ask about the significance of the title of the
show.
Yeah, and so
in
tell
that
me more,
sense,
please.
For Tibetans, they consider him to be really on a par with the more well-known Buddha, Shakyamuni, who was the Buddha who initiated the religious teaching that's now known as Buddhism in India 2,500 years ago. Padmasambhava was much later, around the 8th century, and is said to have come from India to Tibet and to have established Buddhism as the religion of Tibet. And he's revered to this day, really, as the central figure for many Tibetan Buddhists in their religious life. So these are all artworks that depict his many different forms and manifestations, some very peaceful and beautiful, some wrathful and truly terrifying. And we see stories from his life in some of these paintings in really extraordinary detail. And there are also figures of his disciples and the later rebirths of his disciples who then are said to have revealed as treasures teachings that he had concealed in the 8th century.
What has it been like for your department to work with the Tang? And then, Ian, you can answer reciprocally.
Well, I'll say one of the great joys is seeing Ben organize a course, a special course around the show. So there is, and if we could all be students in this class, there's a group of students who are using the exhibition almost as a syllabus or a text for this semester-long course. And they're in every week looking at specific pieces, learning about different things, reacting and responding to different pieces, and watching that collaboration between some close, very specific teaching with the museum is just, it's thrilling to all of us at the museum. But Ben can talk about more about that.
For me, this is really a dream come true. This is a subject that I've studied for a long time, and to be able to share this with the broader community at Skidmore. But then we've had so many people come to all the events that we've scheduled throughout the semester from the surrounding area and the Capital District. And there's a long history here of a strong interest in Tibetan Buddhism. There are a lot of Tibetan Buddhist centers in upstate New York. And so there are many people who are really familiar and other people who are just curious about learning about this very different way of understanding the world and understanding reality. And really, the teachings that are attributed to the second Buddha, to Padmasambhava, including many of these treasure texts, are quite extraordinary in terms of offering meditation practices and ways of really working with our own mind and paying attention to our own mind. So there's a lot of interest in that. And the most famous of the texts that he wrote is the so-called Tibetan Book of the Dead. And that's really what we're focusing on this week. There's one painting in the exhibition that is an extraordinary rendition of the 100 peaceful and wrathful deities that one is said to encounter in the intermediate state between death and rebirth, known as the bardo. And that's really this week, in terms of the programs we've scheduled, what we're focusing on now.
These programs are incredible. The guests that you have coming tremendous, are absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
You start tomorrow night a conversation between Donald Lopez Jr. and one of my very favorite authors, Mr. George Saunders. Tell us about that event and what you expect to occur there.
Well, Donald Lopez is the author of more than a dozen books on the study of Buddhism and Tibetan Buddhism. And among those, there's an extraordinary book he wrote called The Tibetan Book of the Dead, A Biography. And it tells the strange story of how this book that was initially a Tibetan ritual manual, called in Tibetan the Pardo Tudral, which really, if you were to translate it, means a text on liberation through hearing in the intermediate state. So it was a text that was read to people in the process of dying and after their death. And that book has transformed over time into a classic of world religious literature that's had lots of influence throughout the world. The first translation where it was named Tibetan Book of the Dead came out in 1927, and it was the work of an interesting American theosophist named Walter Evans Wentz. And Professor Lopez tells the story of how that initial publication started a new life for this book, really. The biography tells the story of that, which includes moments when it was rediscovered in the 1960s, when Timothy Leary and his associates at Harvard saw in the Tibetan Book of the Dead a manual for psychedelic journeys. And their book, Psychedelic Journey, is subtitled An Exploration of the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And language from that shows up in a Beatles song on Revolver, Tomorrow Never Knows, quotes from Leary's version of that. So the influence of the Tibetan Book of the Dead on popular culture is really far beyond anything else in the many writings attributed to Padmasambhava. This work, for reasons that are quite peculiar, and Lopez tracks them in his book, has become a part of our contemporary popular culture in really interesting ways. George Saunders has masterfully explored this in his award-winning novel, Lincoln and the Bardo, where he also looks at connections between the Tibetan Buddhist notion of the bardo and the American 19th century. And so this conversation between Lopez and Saunders, both of whom have told very different stories about the bardo and America, I'm really looking forward to hearing what they'll have to say about that.
Yeah, I can't imagine how incredibly fascinating that conversation will be. Saunders is appearing via video chat, and that is tomorrow night at 6 p.m. On Wednesday, performance artist Laurie Anderson will be in conversation with you.
Yes.
Yeah, this is part of our Dunkerley Dialogue series. And those are, for those of in our region who are familiar with coming to the Tang for Dunkerley Dialogues, this is a tradition we have at the Tang where two times a semester we invite a special guest, usually an artist, to come in and be in conversation with one of our professors. And oftentimes those professors are from different disciplines or different points of view, not just a point of view, but different knowledge bases and practices than the artist. And we find that a really rich way to start a dialogue. And we were thrilled that Laurie Anderson, who has visited our region for a variety of ways, that RPI and Mass MoCA and different things in our region, is going to come up and be with us at Skidmore on Wednesday to talk with Ben, because she has spent quite a lot of time thinking about these very specific issues, about the idea of the bardo and made writing about it and music about it and performance about it.
And a film about it and huge drawings about it.
Absolutely.
And then on Thursday, there is a musical performance.
Yeah, Susie and Tashi will be here all week, and maybe you can talk about how they're going to they're going to be with us every night. You'll be able to hear from them and see them every night.
Yeah, they're both extraordinary musicians who work in really experimental forms of music. And this is going to be, on Thursday, a debut performance of a duet that is a musical bardo exploration. This event is really the first time they're working together. Tashi Dorje is originally from Bhutan, a country where Tibetan Buddhism is the primary religion, and so he has a long family connection to Padmasambhava and the Second Buddha. And Susie Ibarra is a percussionist who has worked as a composer and is engaged in a number of different projects in the Himalayas. And so they will be performing briefly before each of the events this week, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night. And, you know, the bardo, in its contemporary understanding, is not only about the space between death and rebirth, but really the space between any two fixed points. On radio, for example, when there's a pause, that can be at times exciting, other times terrifying.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to come out of it. It can be poignant. It can be humorous. That unknown space of pure potential where anything can happen, that's the bardo, in between one word and another, or one thought and another. And so the events for Bardo Now, we specifically decided each one involves two people, Don Lopez and George Saunders, Laurie Anderson and myself, Susie Ibarra and Tashi Dorje, because it's the space between two where we can really most fruitfully, I think, explore this idea of the potential and the unknown of what might happen in those spaces. And in Laurie Anderson's work, we see this really rich and deep engagement with this idea in her performances, in her work at Mass MoCA, in the film, as you mentioned, Heart of a Dog, where she looks at the experience in some sense of 9/11 as a bardo for New York City and for our country, where the world as we knew it was gone and we didn't yet know what world would emerge from that. That space is a bardo she explores in the film. Also the death of her mother and the death of her dog. These are all really central to the way she explores this idea of the bardo. Her most recent work, the Grammy Award-winning album with Kronos Quartet, Landfall, also looks at climate change and Hurricane Sandy and the devastation that wreaked upon New York as another way of thinking about the bardo, this moment of the end of our civilization and our planet in some sense. How can we think about where to go next? And I think Laurie Anderson's work suggests that the bardo teachings hold perhaps some promise for us, how to deal with the present moment. And ultimately, that's what's most exciting to me about these events, is that they all will be engaging in different ways with how to connect these teachings from Tibet to the present moment of the world we live in today.
The exhibition, The Second Buddha, Master of Time, is on view through May 19th at the Tang, and the Bardo Now events are this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. To find out more information, you can visit tang.skidmore.edu. Ian Barry and Benjamin Bogan, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks so much for having us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.